Deborah Brodigam, a professor at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, has been studying China's role in Africa for over 30 years. She says she's been closely monitoring Chinese diplomats during the talks between Sudan and South Sudan in Addis Ababa this summer.
Sudan is fascinating because it's a really good example of how China is getting pushed out of its comfort zone in this non-interference policy. And so you can see that with trying to broker this recent agreement and having, they've had their first special envoy, the shuttle diplomacy. The Chinese never did that before.
Brodigam explains that China's usual foreign policy is governed by five principles of peaceful coexistence. One of those principles is that China doesn't interfere in the internal affairs of sovereign countries, like Sudan and South Sudan. But she says two factors are changing China's behavior. The first is the need for natural resources for their rapidly growing economy.
It's not only for their own development. It's because they're the workshop of the world. So all of those things that we're buying from China, they have to be made in China with resources that come from somewhere.
The second factor is politics. Brodigam says China wants to be seen as a responsible player on the world stage. A former U.S. ambassador to Ethiopia, David Shin, points out that China also has a particular and significant stake in getting the oil flowing again.
China has a vested interest in this. This is, after all, oil that goes through pipelines they built, refinery they built, and most of the oil goes to China.
If what these experts say is true, it's unlikely that China would help fund a second oil pipeline out of South Sudan that bypasses Sudan, as some have hoped.
That's, I'm sure, what they said to Kiir when he was visiting Beijing in April. They said, we could offer you a very large package. You can repay it with your oil revenues in the future, but use it for the things that you need domestically, for your own infrastructure. Don't use it to build another pipeline. That would be stupid. I'm sure they said it much more diplomatically.
Professor Brodigam says South Sudan and other African countries can benefit from China's brand of foreign aid, which often comes in the form of a loan.
So they don't believe in foreign aid being a one-way transfer of altruistic donations. They think that foreign aid, particularly from developing countries to other developing countries, should benefit both partners. And so they see nothing to apologize for in that.
In the past, the Chinese have created loan packages in countries like Ghana, which repaid the money in cocoa beans, and Ethiopia, which repaid it in sesame exports, and even in Sudan, where a Chinese loan repaid in oil helped the country build a refinery. These arrangements are the kinds of win-wins Brodigam says the Chinese are good at and likely planning to create in South Sudan, too. For VOA News, I'm Kelly Nuxall.